An NFL game day can bring all sorts of challenges. For players, it's 60 minutes of endless action. For coaches, it's a day of changes, plays, and constant maneuvering. And for an NFL training staff, a Sunday of action can be a long day. Eric Sugarman is in his 19th NFL season and his 10th year with the Vikings as director of sports medicine and head athletic trainer. A lifelong passion of working with athletes and making sure they're ready to play.
I learned about athletic training in seventh grade where I met Mike Maseko, who was the trainer at my high school and became his first ever student trainer. And just thought what he did was cool and decided I wanted to take that up upon myself and went through all high school as a student trainer and athlete and went to college, and the rest is history.
One of the busiest people on the sidelines, Sugarman and his staff watch every player, not only during games, but throughout every practice, workout, and training session during the season, constantly monitoring the latest technology and tools to ensure the Vikings are using every possible asset to get and stay healthy.
We've made a lot of changes over the years. Every year we try to keep up with the Joneses, and I think that this year we've made a big push with recovery, and we've done things like recovery shakes when the players walk off the field. We created a recovery room so that the guys can recover and be ready for the next practice or the next game. And again, just trying to stay in tune with the science and give our players the advantage when they participate against their peers.
Knowing firsthand the importance of having a training staff in the game of football, Sugarman and the Vikings once again played a big role in helping out Minneapolis and St. Paul high school football teams. With a grant from the National Football League Foundation and a matching donation from Vikings ownership, $50,000 was provided to ensure the proper care of nearly 600 football players in 13 Minneapolis and St. Paul high schools.
So this is the second year of the NFL initiative to provide athletic trainers to schools in need. You know, we've been able to provide health care for over 600 kids to date, and I'm sure that that's growing by the day. So it's been a huge success, and we're happy to be part of it.
These are schools that didn't have this resource before. They've had it in some capacity, but never on a full-time, day-to-day basis. And it's just great. It's something that's definitely needed in all of these schools. You know, for us and for our staff to be the ones to do that is great.
The impact on this program is felt every day at Minneapolis North High School, where a certified trainer has been on hand for every practice and game this year. The Polars are on their way to state and have been fortunate to receive the medical equipment and staff to ensure they're ready to play.
The NFL grant has helped me to find out kind of what I'm passionate about, and helping these high school kids. It's been a blessing for sure. So it's been a great experience.
With the rising concern of concussions and player safety, the program's impact goes well beyond making sure the players are taped and ready to play when the whistle blows. It ensures top-of-the-line equipment and a certified training staff are on hand to spot any injuries or safety concerns.
Well, I think it gives us another part of the sports landscape that has been missing all too long in high school sports, and that you have a professional that deals with some of the concrete realities of playing football, and that is injuries, well-being, the opportunity to get back into play. I think all of those have been lacking at one time. Now coaches can coach, and they don't have to be athletic trainers and have to tape their kids as well as teach them the fundamentals.
The game of football is much more than the 22 players out on the field on any given day. No matter what level of the game, there's plenty that goes into a game day and being ready to play. But none of that would be possible without proper safety precautions and receiving needed medical attention. Once again, the Vikings have helped deliver that for another season of prep football.
We care about the athletes, and we want to keep them well and get them well when they get hurt. And it's just rewarding now to see that these kids who didn't have these resources 2 years ago, now they have it every day. So it's incredibly rewarding. It's awesome.
You know, I think the whole goal of the program is for parents, athletic directors, coaches, and the student athletes to understand what an athletic trainer is, to understand how valuable an athletic trainer is, and really to get used to and hopefully demand an athletic trainer at all high schools in the United States, because that's what we're trying to promote, player safety, and this is doing it.